Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It is indeed the 10th day of Christmas. Two more days before the Epiphany. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about this morning, the Epiphany. Merriam-Webster defines Epiphany as a moment in which you suddenly see or understand something in a new or very clear way. He also goes on to define it as a divine manifestation. And I think in the Christian context, both of these two understandings, both of these two definitions are true. Yes, the Epiphany is when we don't just suddenly realize that Christ is born, but we realize that Christ is born in us and that He has changed our lives, that His life and His light are shining through us. And then all of a sudden we begin to see the world in a new way with the eyes of Christ. It's a moment of clarity. It's also a moment of conversion. And it's also a moment of conviction. I don't know if you remember the time when you first realized that Christ was alive in you. I think for most of us that's a pretty awesome reality. I, like many of you who were raised in the church, grew up, did not know myself not to be a Christian. But there was definitely a time in my life when I had to make a decision. I had to decide for myself, did I believe this or not? Was Jesus going to be the Lord and Savior of my life or was He not? And the decision for me to say yes changed my reality, and it changed my inner consciousness. I all of a sudden began to realize that I had a new clarity. I began to see the world with a new reality. There was a conversion that was taking place. It wasn't just one moment in time. It was an ongoing reality. And there was a new conviction. And I came to understand this as part of my journey, part of my seeing, part of my understanding in a new way. And so it's not something that happened once and for all, but something that it began and it continues. Tell you a story. I was never a big camper, that is, sleeping out in a tent. But I did own a Coleman lantern one time a long time ago. And I don't know how many of you all have owned these Coleman lanterns. They're wonderful, wonderful pieces of equipment. But you've got to know how to use them. I remember lighting this, cloth wick, trying to figure out, okay, how did this thing actually turn on? And I realized that I had burned up all of these wicks, not knowing exactly how the thing functioned. But I had to pump it up, and I had to build up the pressure, and then I had to release the valve, and I had to do it all in such a way that when I finally got it working together, the thing lit up like a bonfire and put out more light than ever. But until I could figure that out, it was nothing but, just a piece of junk. And I think our lives, in some way, are like that. We are created in the image and likeness of God. And when God created us, He put His little pilot light within us. That is original equipment. We were given that in birth. But you see, that pilot light, like all pilot lights, is not the source of the fire. It is just the beginning. We were meant for so much more. We were meant to burn with a much brighter fire than just this little pilot light that each one of us has within us. An epiphany. Epiphany is that moment. That moment where the Holy Spirit comes into our lives as a source of light and life. A source of fuel. And the light of Christ begins to glow within us in a much more powerful way. We were created for a much greater fire than just a little pilot light burning, flickering, about to go out. The wise men model this image for us today. They caught a vision of the star. They followed the star to that place of Christ where they encountered the Christ child. And that light of Christ came into them. They were open, they were willing, and they risked, and they left, and went home a new way, changed. The Magi represent the light of Christ coming into the world, not to the Jewish world, but to the Gentile world. And these Magi received that light of Christ and went off to spread that light into the world. Points of light, bearers of Christ's light in the world. And indeed, that is the purpose of the gospel. That is the purpose of the church, that we come to get our lamps, brightened, and we go out from here to shine that light of Christ into the world, to be bearers of Christ's light, children of the light, to make Jesus known in the world. And I want you to know that we were all created for a much bigger purpose, for a much bigger fire. You know, Paul talked to the Ephesians in this reading this morning about this conversion experience. And he spoke of it as a transformation of the heart and not of the head. He talked about this hope and this wisdom, this revelation, as a new way of seeing the world, which comes from the eyes of the heart, which are enlightened. When we have this light of Christ burning within us, we begin to see the world as Christ sees the world, with the eyes of our heart enlightened. We begin to see our neighbors not as just another person, but we see them with compassion and empathy and care. As we see the world around us, we see its brokenness. We see our need to be a part of a solution. As we begin to see the gift of Christ that is within us, we begin to see it not just as a gift for ourselves, but for a gift to the whole world. We begin to see the world with the eyes of our heart enlightened. The Epiphany is the beginning, okay, of this missionary journey. It is the lighting of the gospel fire. It's the turning on of the source of fuel to spread not just in our lives, but outward, in and through us, to the world. As we begin this new year, our focus at the Church of the Good Shepherd is going to be on risk-taking, mission, and service. We're going to step out in new ways and take risks for the sake of Christ in the world. We're going to spend a lot of time and energy focused on what that means, but more importantly, going and doing it. Being missionary people with a missionary message, serving a missionary Lord. God created you and I for so much more. It's a shame for us to walk around with a little pilot light that is not fully engulfed in the fire of the Holy Spirit that Christ meant for us to bear in this world. We are the messengers of the gospel. We are the light of Christ. We are the ones to take Him into the world and make Him known. And there's so many different ways in which we can be a part of this missionary journey. to make a difference for Christ in this world. Clarity, conversion, and conviction. These are ongoing things. These are things that we have to do. These are ways in which we have to see. And they will grow more and more in us as we begin to see this world and go out and take that light of Christ into the world. Amen.